speak the word, knowing that it'll protect us.
Cuando referimos la protección de Dios,
when we refer to the protection of God,
este nos confirma su palabra que no nos abandonará jamás.
This confirms to us that in his word that he will never abandon us.
Ni desamparará.
Nor will he get tired of us.
La protección espiritual,
the spiritual protection,
la protección misericordia,
the protection of merciness.
Ese es lo que Dios trata el gobierno de Dios cuando guía a su iglesia.
That is what God talks about when he's talking about guiding his church.
Dios quiere dirigir al ser humano.
God wants to direct the human being.
Dios quiere proteger al ser humano.
God wants to protect the human being.
Pero el ser humano no le deja que Dios le guía.
But most of the time humans don't let him guide them.
Y no le deja que Dios le proteja.
And we don't let God protect us.
Ahora vamos a entrar en el versículo 4 donde ya le hemos leído.
And now we are going to go to verse 4 where we have read previously.
En la adoración.
In worship.
Entrar por sus puertas.
Enter his gates.
Con acción de gracia.
With thanks.
Testificando lo que Dios ha hecho con nosotros.
Testifying what God has done with us.
Cooperando con la obra de Dios.
Cooperating with God's work.
Entendiendo todas las cosas ahora para el bien.
Understanding that God's work, God works all things together.
Con alabanza.
Or with praise.
Convertir un adorador a Dios.
Being a worshiper of God.
Saca las alabanzas con tu boca.
Bring out the praise with your mouth.
Y con tu testimonio.
And with your testimony.
Como iglesia.
As a church.
Hoy en este tiempo estamos viviendo en un mundo confundido.
Nowadays we are living in a world that is very confused.
Ya no se puede notar entre cristiano, entre no cristiano.
You can't easily notice the difference between somebody that is Christian and somebody that is not.
Un rato cantamos al mundo, un rato cantamos a Dios.
For a moment we are singing to the Lord and for another moment we are not.
Pero Dios dice, saca las alabanzas que hay en tu boca y saca tu testimonio, tu comportamiento.
But the Lord says to bring out praise with your mouth and with your testimony.
Ese es lo que hoy le matan a la iglesia.
That is what today is killing our churches.
Cuando alguien llega, ¿acaso es cristiano? Ni se nota nada.
When somebody sees us, they ask themselves, is he a Christian or not? We can't even tell.
Acuérdense ustedes cuando nosotros fumamos antes.
Remember for some of us when back in the days when we used to smoke.
La persona que le gusta fumar media mía te acerca, se siente el olor del cigarro.
From about half a mile away, you could already tell that they were smoking.
Me acuerdo una vez cuando la policía me paró cuando yo no era cristiano, me paró, andaba yo borracho.
I remember a long time ago, before I was a Christian, I got pulled over by the police for driving drunk.
Y dice, ¿has tomado cerveza?
And he asked me, have you been drinking?
No.
He said, no.
Y dijo, quiero ser la verdad, ¿cuánto ya tomaste?
And then he asked me, how much have you drank already?
Y le dije, no, yo no tomo eso, yo no tengo vicio de eso.
And I answered him, no, I don't drink at all. I don't have that, I'm not,
te voy a hacer un test, me dijo.
I'm going to give you a test.
Le dije, está bien.
I said, all right.
Camina aquí con un pata y llegas allá.
Okay, walk on one foot until you get over there.
Y lo hizo el test.
And he gave me, and I gave, I did the test.
Pero hay una máquina que le pone en la boca.
But there's this little machine that they put in the mouth.
le sopla cuánto ya llevas tomado.
That you're supposed to blow into and it'll tell you how much you've drank.
Y me dijo, aproximadamente usted ya tomó como unos 16 cervezas.
And with the reading on it, he told me that you've approximately drank about 16 beers already.
Lo mentimos. Hablamos mentira.
We lie, we speak lies.
Pero mira lo que pasó, usted no puede pasar de alto.
But if you see what happened, you also cannot go too far.
Eso es lo que pasa con nosotros en la palabra de Dios.
That is what happens with us in the word of God.
Dios quiere que usted se convierta, sea un adorador a Dios.
God wants you to become a worshiper of him.
Una persona adorar a Dios, les voy a explicar claramente qué significa en lo idioma original y qué significa en nuestro idioma español hoy.
To understand what a worshiper of God is, I'm going to explain in our original language and then in Spanish.
Un adorador no solo al interior, sino que al exterior.
A worshiper of God is not only an interior thing, it is also an external thing.
Sabes que hay dos tipos de gente adorador que quieren pasar. Uno es emocionalismo, uno es espiritual.
There are two types of worshipers. One is emotional and one is
espiritual.
Spiritual.
Mira, vamos a ver, acompáñame en Segunda de Reyes 2:14.
If we could all read together on the second book of Kings, 12:4, chapter 12, verse 4.
Segunda de Reyes 12:14.
Second of Kings, chapter 12, verse 4.
Segunda de Reyes 12:14 dice de esta manera. 12:4, perdón.
12:4 says in this way.
Y Josías dijo a los sacerdotes, todo el dinero consagrado que se suele traer a la casa de Dios, el dinero rescate de cada persona según está estipulado, y todo el dinero que cada uno de su propia voluntad trae a casa de Dios.
Jehoash said to the priests, collect all the currently available money relating to holy things that is brought to the people. Some is money people pay to redeem persons according to their assessed value. Collect all the money brought to the Lord's temple that people offer voluntarily.
Una persona es adorar a Dios.
A person is to worship God.
Comienza a presentar todo lo que tiene a Dios.
Starts feeling everything that they have for God.
La palabra dice voluntario, viene la voluntad.
And the word it says voluntarily or with your own will to bring to him.
Identidad, valores.
Identity and values.
Expresión de varios campos.
A expression of various compositions.
Cuando tiene tu propia voluntad de traer a Dios.
When you voluntarily want to bring to God.
Tu voluntad.
Your will.
Tu testimonio.
Your testimony.
Cuando entra a la casa de Dios.
When you enter the house of God.
Hay voluntad en mi adoración.
There is will in my adoration.
Y mis ofrendas a la obra de Dios.
And I tend to the work of God.
El siguiente punto dice contagio.
The next point says contagious.
Transmitir su alabanza a otra persona como vida ejemplar.
Convey your praise to another person as an example.
Mira, ¿qué dice el Salmo 103 donde estamos, por favor?
Let's read what Psalms chapter 103, verse 1 says.
Y Salmo dice, bendecir a Dios.
And Psalm says, blessing the Lord.
Bendecid alma mía a Jehová y bendiga todo su ser, su santo nombre.
I'm sorry, I'm still looking at here.
El verso 1, 103, 1, capítulo 103.
Let my whole being bless the Lord. Let everything inside me bless his holy name.
Bendecir a Dios con la boca.
Bless the Lord with your mouth.
Pero sin el corazón.
But without heart.
Sería hipocresía.
That would be hypocrisy.
Jesús dijo.
Jesus said,
este pueblo,
these people,
con los labios me honran,
honor me with their lips,
pero su corazón está lejos de mí,
but their hearts are far away from me.
David conocía este peligro.
David knew of this danger.
Se predicaba a sí mismo,
and preached it himself,
para que esto,
so that this,
no sucediera,
would not happen.
Ahora, ¿cómo presenta usted, cómo yo presento ante Dios?
Now, how do you present yourself in front of God?
Con mi boca, con mi corazón, con mi testimonio, empiezo a presentarme a Dios.
With my mouth, with my heart, and with my soul, I present myself unto God.
A veces nosotros nos molestamos.
Sometimes we kind of get bothered about it.
Todo el tiempo la iglesia pide dinero, y ya no les voy a dar dinero.
All the time the church is asking for money, they're always asking for money, and I don't want to give.
Le hace falta entender tu adoración a Dios.
That means you still need to understand more on how to worship God.
Si conocemos nuestra identidad a Dios, ¿quiénes somos?
If we understand what our identity is to, of who we are to worship God,
entonces nosotros nos presentamos con todo el corazón.
Then we will present ourselves with all of our heart.
Un día el Creador se llama Jesucristo vino aquí en la tierra.
One day the Creator, who is named Jesus Christ, came to this earth.
Empezó a observar a toda su creación cómo hace su adoración a él.
And he started preaching on how all of his creations were made.
Lo que él observó y lo miró y declaró claro ante ellos.
And what he observed and saw upon them.
Que ustedes conocen exactamente la hipocresía que Jesús lo llamó a ellos.
And so that we could also understand what Jesus saw and called hypocrisy that was within
them. Se pasa como cristiano cantando a Dios, pero en la mente, en el corazón, tiene otro tipo.
They pass the time singing and praising the Lord, but and then afterwards they are someone else.
Eso la Biblia le llama religioso.
That the Bible considers religious.
El verdadero adorar a Dios,
praising the Lord truly,
comienza con el reconocimiento que Dios gobierna de todo lo que Él tiene.
Starts with recognizing that God governs within you with everything He's got.
Le entrega su tiempo.
He gives you all His time.
Su dinero.
Oh, you give Him all your time.
Su cansancio.
All your effort.
Para luchar,
to work,
entregar a Él,
and give to Him.
Sabes que hay un sacrificio, le pida el Señor Jesús, solo de, en la Biblia encontramos solo 35 sacrificios, le pida al cristiano.
There are only a few sacrifices that the Lord asked for us, and if we were to go in the Bible, there are 35 different ones that we can find.
Si hablamos uno de unos, nos pasaría todo el año estudiar el sacrificio que usted tiene que eliminar para poder convertirse en un adorador a Dios.
If we were to study them, it would take us about a year to be able to understand each and every single one of them, to know how it is to worship God.
Mira el resto del Salmo, el 103 y verso 4, que salmiste David. Ven, alma mía, mira la grandeza y la bondad de Dios.
We continue reading Psalms 103, verse 4, where it says, save your life from the pit.
El verso 103, capítulo 103, verso 1, dice David, ven, alma mía.
Psalms 103, verse 1 says, let my whole being.
Mira la grandeza, la bondad de Dios.
See the greatness, oh, that everything inside me bless his holy name.
Acompaña a mi boca.
And accompany my mouth.
Alabemos al Señor con todo nuestro ser.
And praise the Lord with all my being.
Es revencidos.
It is blessed.
Como reverencia se conoce el respeto.
As a reverence, it is considered respect.
Cuando salmista David, él se presenta de él sí mismo, dice, se presenta como respeto a Dios.
When David talks about it, when he talks about reverence, he's talking about respect that he gives unto God.
Es poderoso.
It is powerful.
Es otorgador de derecho.
It is a grantor of rights.
Cuando hablamos es poderoso, surge mucha cosa en nuestra mente.
When we talk about being powerful, there are many things that go through our mind.
Por eso el escritor de Salmos llegó a entender a cerrar todo el círculo.
That's why the writer of Psalms decided to put a circle around the word.
Que todo mi ser le pertenece a adorar a Dios.
That all of my being belongs to God.
Que todo mi boca se usa para levantar el nombre de Dios.
That my mouth can be used to praise God.
Que todo mi testimonio voy a usar para levantar el nombre de Dios.
That my testimonies can be used to bring up more the name of God.
Así se conoce Dios a un verdadero adorador.
That's how God can recognize you as a true worshiper of Him.
Yo sé que es difícil romper.
I know that it is very hard to do.
Cuando trabajamos en las áreas donde nos corresponde trabajar.
Like when we work in the areas that we are supposed to be working in.
Hay gente nos molesta, nos insulta.
There are people that will bother us or insult us.
En vez de usted te haga la venganza, lo que hace es empieza a cantar a Dios, empieza a orar por esa persona.
And instead of trying to do revenge or do something to them, what we should do is to pray for them.
Para concluir.
To conclude.
Una ocasión entré a trabajar en una compañía.
At one time, I went to start working in a company.
Y hay un muchacho le gusta poner apodo a todos los las personas hispanas que entra a trabajar.
And there was a guy that liked to put nicknames on all the Hispanic people that worked there.
Y un día me puso uno y no le hice caso a él.
And one day he gave me one, but I didn't really pay attention to him.
Y después le dije, mira, mi amigo. Usted no te han otorgado ni un certificado ni un título de este clase lo que estás haciendo.
And then afterwards I said, my friend, I'm pretty sure no one has granted you any certificate or any rights to be doing what you are doing.
Sabes que solo para decirte en esta mañana le dije él.
And to just quickly tell you in this morning.
¿Usted conoce quién te hizo?
Do you know who made you?
El diablo sabe, no lo sé, dijo.
And he said, the devil knows, I don't know.
Y esa es la respuesta muy sencillo.
And that was a very quick and easy answer that he gave.
Y ya después no entendí, y otra semana regresé a él donde está.
And then I didn't really understand it, but then about a week later, I came back to where he was.
Porque el diablo sabe de usted y qué significa eso, le dije él.
And then I asked him, how come the devil knows who you are, and I asked him.
No, porque yo no soy religioso.
Oh, and he said, no, it's because I'm not religious.
Todos tus hermanos religiosos he visto aquí son los más doble cara, dijo.
And then he said, all the people that I know that go with you to church are probably the most double-faced people I've seen here. Or two-faced.
Y le dije, dejamos eso.
And I said, let's put that aside.
Preocupa por tu salvación.
You should worry more of your salvation.
Y si llegas a morir en este momento.
What if you were to die right now?
Seguro usted consciente que verás a Dios tu creador o verás realmente a Satanás.
Are you sure you will be able to see who created you, the Lord, or do you think you will go to see the real Satan?
¿Qué quiero decir con esto?
And what did I mean with this?
El salmo que leemos, vamos a cerrar de esta manera.
The Psalms that we read, I'm going to close out in this way.
Con acción de gracia.
With giving thanks.
¿Cómo usted puede reconocer a Dios de tu vida?
How can you recognize God in your life?
¿Sabe que un momento el enemigo te va a tratar a desviarte en tu camino donde estás?
Do you know that at any moment the enemy is going to come in your life and try to take you away from the path of God?
Porque él no quiere que tú diriges tus alabanzas a Dios.
Because he does not want you to praise or sing to God.
Porque él no quiere que reconoce a tu creador.
Because he does not want you to know or realize who your creator is.
Yo te animo a cada uno de nosotros.
I want to
lo animo a cada uno de nosotros los que estamos aquí.
I want to support or give my support to each and one each of you all that is here.
Seamos un adorador de Dios.
To be a praiser of God or a worshiper of God.
Gracias a cada uno de ustedes.
I want to say thank you to each of you.
No paren de trabajar.
Don't stop working.
Hasta que un día Cristo le dice a ustedes.
Until one day Jesus says to us.
Deja tu campo de trabajar.
Stop working.
Te quiero ver en mi presencia.
I want to see you with me.
Es donde vamos a dejar el labor.
That is when we will leave our labors.
Así como dijo Apóstol Pablo.
Like Apostle Paulo said.
Quiero estar con Cristo mucho más mejor estando allá.
I would much rather be up there.
Estando aquí. Pero no me voy porque el trabajo todavía nos queda más.
And being here, we will not go yet because we still have work to do.
Dale gracias a Dios esa posición que Él te dio, no te dio hombre.
Give thanks to God for the position He has given you.
Porque eres un adorador.
As a man for being a worshiper of God.
Pónganse de pie, vamos a orar.
Please stand up, we're going to do a prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Te doy gracias, Dios.
I give thanks to you, God.
Por cada minutos.
For every minute.
Horas.
We pray.
Días.
Hours and days.
Meses.
Months.
Año.
Years.
Me toca vivir.
That we live.
Tú eres el Dios.
You are the God.
En cada situación.
In every situation.
Sé que tu presencia.
I know that your presence.
Me acompaña.
Always accompanies me.
La experiencia buena.
The good experience.
O lo malo.
Or the bad.
En la vida.
In life.
Me ofrece.
That offers me.
Son el texto.
Is a text
que tú utiliza,
that you utilize,
para enseñarme,
to teach to me,
a darte la gracia,
to give thanks to you.
Es para mí,
It is for me.
Un evento diario.
A daily event.
Porque tú eres.
Because you are.
El Dios de mi diario.
My God, my daily God.
De vivir.
To live.
En tu nombre, Jesús.
In your name, Jesus.
Oramos.
We pray.
Amén.
Amen.